Welcome back to WTKA's Playground. I like the RVD theme music coming back, Miz.
He's the whole damn show.
Yeah, one of a kind.
Just like us, we're the whole damn show right now. No one else is on. We're the whole damn show.
The Miz, because he is awesome, running the ones and twos for us here this morning. Tony O on my right, Jay-Z, Josh Zinke on my left. And guys, I teased Wilton Spate, but Jay-Z brought up a few good points. I think we need to move the show to special teams, a little bit of conversation about their performance yesterday. And kind of a funny exchange, not sure if you saw it on Twitter, but after the portly Penn State punter made a very bone-crushing tackle on a punt return for Penn State against Michigan, there's a little bit of a jovial exchange, you might say, on Twitter between Jordan Lewis and Jabril Peppers. Jay-Z brought it up a little bit early. He can sort of lay that out.
Yeah, Jordan Lewis on Twitter after the game. We all saw the hit by number 99 is their actual kicker.
He might have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in his helmet.
He's 5'10", 275, and I guess he is their kicker. He does pretty well at kicking it. But he also did very well yesterday at getting past Peppers, which you can see if on the replay. He kind of just throws his shoulder to the ghost of the kicker. And by that time, it was too late, and Jordan Lewis gets tackled. But, yeah, Lewis went on Twitter, said, Jabril makes business decisions without considering involving parties. And then they went back and forth having a little fun with it. But, yeah, pretty much that kicker, he's the man. Because, I mean, if you're 5'10", 275, and you kick the ball like that and then make it downfield, he was the last guy down
Dude,
there.
Dude, he was the last guy, but he hustled, man.
He was the first guy to actually make contact. And his tackling was pretty poor. But you don't really need that when you're going that fast at 275. 5'10", I know. I'm close to that. That once you get going, it's harder to stop the truck. But, yeah, He pretty much took Lewis down. It's one of those funny things that glad he's all right and Peppers and they can joke about it. But yeah, he really did take him out. That was the hit of the game, I believe. So
what was his name?
Joey Julius.
Joey Julius. Yeah, that was his one highlight of the game. And in a larger sense, Penn State's one highlight of the game, you might say, was that hit. But yeah, I mean, hey, give him credit for, as Jay-Z said, making his way down the field at a very frantic pace. I didn't think a guy at his size could move like that, but he did. And then he had the wherewithal to not only make the tackle, but I mean, yeah, he put a heck of a hit.
Yeah, Bobby Boucher, number double nines there, Bobby Boucher with the tackle. And I heard, I don't know if you heard this, you were up in the press box. I was right there on the field, and he made the sound like, as he was running downfield. Made the tackle.
He did this kicker did the same thing in the Kent State game against a Kent State returner and sent I wouldn't call it a tackle, I'd call it more of a body check,
right,
something along those lines. But he sent the Kent State runner.
They do have hockey in Hockey Valley now,
right?
So.
And he sent the Kent State runner essentially flying off of his feet backwards just because of how much mass he's got behind him.
And you said he was winded when he was walking the.
Yeah,
afterwards, he was winded.
Yeah, I think he may have done more damage to himself than
right.
Than Lewis.
Right, he's down some weight from that, just that kick. I can say that because I'm fat. And then the big thing is yeah, he only has to play every, four downs on the offensive side because they're not going to get a first down. So he only has to play every four downs. By that time, he should be able to catch his breath and the 45 seconds to a minute it takes to get those four plays in or three plays in for not a first down for Penn State.
Rumor has it that there was a certain Mick Mahan was on the field as well, possibly giving him a contract, possibly. I don't know. It's just rumor.
Mm.
Mick Mahan.
Yeah.
Deletes!
That Vince. It was him, right? Not Freddie P. Soft?
Not Freddie P. Soft, no.
Yeah, no, Peppers was Freddie P. Soft. He was listening. He's like, you don't need to make that block. He won't make it to the runner. Oops.
All right, well, you don't have to make that block.
Up.
It's
yeah.
Okay. He's got this.
Yeah.
And then clothesline from hell.
Yep, exactly.
So give us a call if you want to get your thoughts in on this, 734-998-1050. And I pose the question to the listening audience. In your football playing days, in your athletic career, did you, a friend, somebody you know, who's not a normal defensive player, not a tackler really, doesn't know how to tackle, did you ever have an experience where a punter came down and just lit up a teammate and you gave him the business on the sideline? That's what I want to know. 734-998-1050. You can tweet me at Jeff Chiles, ITH. But, yeah, I mean, that was, You got to give him credit. That was a heck of a hit. I mean, he put everything into that. And I'm curious to know whether our listeners on Twitter, listening on the radio, listening online, what you have to say about this. Did you, a friend, anyone you know, ever experience a hit like this, a teammate, and then you really razzed them when you got back to the bench?
Yeah, and also, if you plan on going grocery shopping later on, when you're in the frozen section, do that to someone you just see. You don't have to know them. Just go up to them and just check them right into the sides of the doors. It's kind of fun.
Meanwhile, you're also there. I mean, you get yourself a bag of frozen peas, and you just ice it off. You're all good there at that point.
Quick disclaimer, WTK's playground does not authorize the use of physical force. Sorry, I had to get that in there, Jay-Z.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, speaking of special teams, how about Jabiro Pepper's return? I mean, he almost made it back to the end zone there. It would have been cool to see him do two in a row.
Two back-to-back. That would be great. I don't remember the last time. I'm sure Michael probably has some kind of stat.
He's got something filed away, man.
Yeah, something saved for when that actually happens. Plus, the penalty on Michigan brought it back somewhat. But, yeah, that he's one of those guys that I think we've been waiting and waiting. Now we've seen it once. Now we want to see him do it again. And yesterday he came within, 8 yards of doing it again?
Yeah, just tripped up. And I couldn't recall. I don't know if you guys saw. I don't know if a Penn State player got a hand on him, tripped him up, or he was just moving so quickly that he kind of tripped over himself.
Yeah, it seemed like his own balance maybe got him a little bit. But when he first dropped the ball, I actually think that helped him a little bit because I think the lane sort of opened up and he sort of got a chance to pick his head up before taking off and actually sort of survey the field.
Yeah, you could tell he had his head up before he actually picked up the ball, and I think they kind of saw what happened, and they were all coming down. And maybe because of that, the lanes opened up, and the guys were moving towards the ball because they're like, oh, he fumbled it. All right, we can all just collapse on top of him, which helped him be able to do what he did. Yeah, he just wasn't fast enough for his own balance.
Yeah, Jabiro Pepper's the star of Michigan, the star of the special teams unit. Another great day for Jabiro Pepper's. Two punt returns, 54 yards. Of course, he had the long of 53. We just missed taking it to the house. At not much else to talk about in terms of, the punting and the field goal kick. I mean, Michigan didn't attempt a field goal yesterday. Kenny Allen, just one punt for 44 yards. So, I mean, that's more of a credit to the Michigan offense. Kenny Allen didn't have to be out there a lot today.
Well, he went 1-for-3 in the game before, and they kind of said they thought they rushed stuff. So they were going to work really hard at that, even on the extra points, just to take their time and make sure they got the kick where they wanted it. And I thought at the extra points, seemed like everything worked. The snap was where it was, the handle was, and where he kicked it through the uprights. Where it's easier, it's just a point after the touchdown. But at the same time, I know they wanted to work on that after last game going 1-for-3.
Yeah, unfortunately, Kenny Allen didn't attempt a field goal today, but that meant good things for the Michigan offense. We're gonna head to the phones right now and talk to Don from Sylvania. Don, you're in the playground.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Great game. It seems to be. And we had definitely an attitude adjustment from week to week. It seems like we came out of the gates firing fast, getting our game together. Wilton Spate, he moves around, and I'm dare I say this, because I am a Steelers fan, I do think he does play a lot like Ben Roethlisberger when he was at Miami, because I actually got to watch Ben Roethlisberger when he came up to Michigan Stadium and played there. He moves around the pocket very well. I think he's getting his vision down now. He missed a couple of passes downfield, but again, it's his fourth start, right? And against, Big Ten competition. But it seems to me he's getting started and he's being able to get the game. It seems to be slowing down for him a little bit. And it seems like he's being able to read the defense a little bit better. Wisconsin, that was a shock. Totally didn't predict that. No, I don't think anybody did and really think Michigan State played that bad. So it's going to be a very stiff step because they run and they throw. They're a very balanced offense. Does he throw a pretty ball? Their quarterback? No, he doesn't. But he's getting it done like Wilton Spate. I think they found their quarterback. I think he's very balanced. They have a very run-pass offense. Their defense, their linebackers can fly. I was very impressed, north and south and east and west, how mobile their linebackers are. So how they stepped up, filled the hole, shut down Michigan State's running game. The scary thing is they ran on Michigan State. They did the Michigan State offense. They ran it right down their throat, and they're successful. So we have a huge stiff test with this one coming up. And I feel bad for Mr. Clark. I mean, he is having a heck of a year, and maybe he can shed some light on who's going to back up Jeremy Clark, and we all know he's probably done for the year. So who do you think is going to fill his shoes? And my concern is who's behind that person. Are we looking at a true freshman? Thanks.
All right. All right, Miz. Thanks for the call, Don. We appreciate it. Touched on Wilton Spade a little bit there. Yeah, it's a huge loss, guys, for Michigan. Jeremy Clark being out, there's no way around that. We have seen Brandon Watson play a little bit this year for Michigan in the secondary, so he's definitely an option for them. David Long as well, the true freshman corner out of California, I would say is the next option after Brandon Watson. So the Michigan coaching staff, if it is totally confirmed that Jeremy Clark is out for the year and he's done, I'm sure we'll hear more from Jim Harbaugh at his press conference tomorrow. They have a lot to figure out in the secondary and get those things shored up. When we come back on the other side of the break in the playground, we're going to talk to Isaiah Hole from Michigan 247 Sports. We're going to talk to him about the game yesterday, his thoughts, and you'll hear him on the other side here on WTKA's Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket.